From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Adapting market development programs for U.S. pork, beef, and lamb to a COVID-impacted world and meeting the rapidly changing international needs were dominant themes at the U.S. Meat Export Federation conference last week. President Dan Hallstrom notes U.S. pork exports are on record pace, while beef exports are trending lower but poised for a strong finish to the year. He says while pork exports to China have begun to cool from the unprecedented highs this year, China's demand will remain strong in 2021. The Trump administration has paid $20.5 billion to farmers and ranchers in coronavirus relief since the pandemic struck last winter. According to Agriculture.com, USDA data shows Iowa as the leading recipient with a combined $1.9 billion, or more than 9% of the money. Nebraska ranked second at $1.4 billion, followed by California and Minnesota. Cattle led all commodities, totaling over $6.5 billion, followed by corn at $4.5 billion. A newly released Bureau of Labor Statistics annual report for 2019 shows U.S. meat and poultry packers and processors continued their track record of reducing worker injuries, reaching all-time lows. According to AgriMarketing.com, meat industry results improved from both 2018 and 2017 levels, reaching a new all-time industry low of 4 cases per 100 full-time workers per year. Just 10 years ago, that number was 9.3, while in 1999, it was 17.1. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.